Right, it is just coming up to 9:24. You're listening to Michelle Ward, and joining me in the studio, dressed in green, looking absolutely stunning as always, is the very gorgeous writer. She's a journalist. She's written in so many magazines and journals, and she looks after the Cater Museum as well. She's always busy, very supportive of new writers, and she's been involved in film and all sorts. She's worked, was it the Houses of Parliament?
Yes.
Yeah, she's done quite a bit.
Only 26 years.
Was it 20? Really, was it that long?
26 years.
Wow.
Hansard, yeah.
This month she's brought in researcher Barbara Redgewell. So hello, Barbara. I'm leaning back in my seat a little
good
bit.
Good morning.
Seeing. Just had the book festival, which has just finished.
Whole month of March, every year, since 17 years now, I think it is. Mm. But it went very well, the best ever. And we had Jenny Murray, you know, on Woman's Hour, who was at Chelmsford. At the university, and so many people who like reading. Now you like reading.
Love it, yep.
But all over Essex, we tried to get to as many libraries as possible. Yep. We tried to spread it all the way round. Mm. All different types of writers. And you had Roz.
Yes,
who's
Roz Green.
The festival director.
Yep.
Now she is a busy lady. Mm. And she came that way from Suffolk to appear on your show.
Yeah.
And she loved it and loved you. Well, the members of Billericay Readers Group would agree with you. They're all very keen and very good. I mean, I'm naughty. I may manage one book a month if I can. And the last one, I think I told you about it, about Guernsey. And it's the longest title I've ever had to type. I mean, I have to type these things out. Guernsey Literary Society and Potato Skin Pie.
Right.
I made it. And if you look on the web, you'll see what it looked like. But it was really such a lovely book.
Mm.
And I felt they gave the recipe, and I can't resist a recipe, so I made it. But bear in mind, this was made in Guernsey when they had no food except potatoes during 1942.
Yeah.
And
so it's potato, is it just no potato, it's just skins?
Well, listen, I had to cheat. Well, I stuck loads of cheese
stuck
in.
Stuck a bit of steak in there.
Loads of cheese and an egg.
Yeah.
And fluffed up the top, and I popped it on the web just to show you what it looked like. But it was nice.
Mm.
We had it with sausages.
Yeah.
You know, it was a nice dish. But anyway, the whole story. The story was fabulous, and I wrote the author, although no, the author died, but her co-author lives in America, and I sent her one of my little fan letters, because it was a lovely book, beautifully written.
Mm.
We're carrying on, we're reading Rose Tremaine, the Gustav Sonata, and Elizabeth Bowen is a wonderful writer, and as I say, our team are really keen. And so we're reading that. Oh, Wild Swans, that's the one I'm reading next.
Mm.
We're doing lots of work at the Brentwood Writers Circle. Half of our people have been published, which is very good, I think. We have 60 members, 50 turn up, and that's at the Bardswell Social Hall once a month. We embrace not just writing, but photography, laying out stuff. We've got journalists that come when they can. Even the odd poet. So that's good. And in London, the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, yes, is our 123rd year. I'm their archivist, so I can tell you that's true.
Yep.
And we started 1894, and we've had everyone in that, you know, really famous people. And yeah, so we carry on reading and writing, which is what this program's all about.
Yep.
Barbara, I'm so thrilled, has come today because it's not so much words, but her book is fabulous. She's put her life into a book, but in photographic form.
So, Barbara, lovely to see you.
Thank you.
So, you've never done anything to do with books before this?
No.
So, what made you want to put everything down and say this is about your family history?
There were two reasons. The first, we went to a funeral, and my husband was given a paper cutting of his great-grandfather's funeral. He was 101.
Yeah.
And we realised he lived in Worley and so close to us, living in Billericay. And so we had to go and find the church where they were buried. We took my husband's parents, so it was his granddad and grandmother, and we found the graves. And we also, through this paper cutting, had the details of a farm where he worked as a farm bailiff. And we found the farm. We weren't allowed into the farm because it's now prep school.
Yeah.
But the groundsman told my father-in-law all about the school as it was. So that was interesting. And then a few years later, I was going through my photographs and I found a picture with my grandmother and father and my uncles, not my mother, but there was another family. And I turned over the photo, no idea who they were.
Mm.
My mother had died. And it was quite frustrating. So I started a book, but my book is a photo book. I had to scan many, many photographs, including the paper cutting with a photograph of Mick's great-grandfather.
Mm.
And that's where I started. So I did my first book, and that was a family tree. I researched on Ancestry.com, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And I asked family and friends, and I did the first book. Was very pleased with that. But then my son moved into a beautiful Georgian house in Little Birsted and they didn't know anything about it. So I decided to do the research for them and not tell them.
Mm.
And it was their silver wedding the following year. So I thought, how wonderful to put this book together about his house, about the families that lived there. But I decided to start right at the beginning with our Regwell family. So we've lived in Billericay for years, and so I started researching Billericay. And then somebody suggested that I should look at the British newspaper archives, and that was amazing. I found out so much more about the Regwell family, about James, and the fact that he was involved with the Heseltine family who lived in Worley.
Mm.
And then I read Sylvia's books, all about Billericay and Brentwood. And so from there I found out that Evelyn Heseltine, an immensely rich stockbroker, had owned this small cottage he bought for his bride.
Mm.
And he spent a lot of money and it became a mansion. And he built cottages for his farm workers. And Mick's great-grandfather worked for him.
Mm.
So a lot of it I got from Sylvia's books.
Yeah.
And then I literally started going round Worley, knocking on cottage doors. And it was wonderful. And if people couldn't help me, they would direct me to an older person in the village that might be able to help me. So that's what I started doing.
Yeah.
I'd go to the library. I'd mention to anybody I met in a cafe if they looked, you know, a little bit older.
Yeah.
Did they know such and such? And it was just so wonderful. And I could Google so many things once you get a little bit of information.
Yeah.
So I Googled the Heseltine family. And then Sylvia kindly introduced me to Jason, who owns what was Golding's and is now the De Rougemont Hotel in Worley. So I went there and I met him. He was fantastic. He introduced me to his mother and they had bought Golding's from the Heseltine family and now run it as this hotel. But round the hotel are these amazing photographs. And in one of them, the Heseltines have got all their workers, the farm workers, their servants, all in their Sunday best.
Mm-hmm.
Now within that, there would be Mick's great-grandfather and his family, but it's too, you can't make detail out, really. They're all dressed in very, very similar clothes.
Mm.
But I also found an article that somebody had written who'd visited the house, and fortunately, they described the rooms as they walked through, so that was amazing.
Yeah.
And they described the Italian garden coming out of this beautiful French doors and into the garden. Now the gardens are still there.
Mm.
And there is a photo on the wall of Emily and Muriel, the daughter, looking out onto the garden. And I took a picture of my husband standing in the same spot, looking out. And I think you get this feeling that his family had moved amongst all of this.
Mm.
I kept on working with the British newspaper archives. It's so fascinating. We've just got to keep putting words in, any words to do with the Heseltines or Worley or farmers or the Essex Hunt, the Essex Union Hunt, because they would all have hunted. And we found another paper cutting, and it was James Redgewell's golden wedding celebration. And the Heseltines had put on a celebration dinner in the long room. That was a huge room over their stables, and they used for all the celebrations, Christmas time, anything to do with the village. And to think that they'd brought a farm bailiff who looked after the horses and ploughed the fields, they'd brought him up to the house with his family and all his relatives and celebrated with him. And I just thought, I just didn't imagine servants were treated like that. It does take over. It takes over completely. I mean, there are fantastic days. For instance, we discovered that they had married, this is Mick's great-grandparents, in Munden near Malden. And so we packed our car with the dogs and we took off one morning. And we found this tiny little church. It was absolutely stunning. It hadn't been used for years. And there's a society, Friends for Churches, that try and keep them open. And they use them once a year. And we found this tiny church, and I took the dogs for a short walk while my husband looked round. There were saplings growing through the gravestones, and, you know, it was, I just wish you could see a picture of it. When I came back with the dogs, he was inside, the doors were wide open, and I thought, oh, there must have been somebody to unlock for him. And when I walked in, he was on his own. It's left open, which is, these days, is so trusting. And the benches, the pews had little doors at the end, so they were family pews, and I had to go and sit down and feel the family that would have been there years before. It was so restful, it was so peaceful, and the little font was there and somewhere his children were probably christened. We absolutely loved it. So we had the archive photos, which I Googled, but then we had photos of my husband standing in the doors of the church where his great-grandparents had married. And then we found a pub and we had a beautiful lunch and came back home. It was a fabulous day out. So the research is... it's very varied. Then
that,
I had...
Is that something you would do for somebody else? If somebody said to you, well, Barbara, could you put together a book on family for me?
You know, it's quite hard because there are times when things are going round and round in your head about where you should go and where you should research. And you'd, I'd find myself getting up at 2 a.m. because I'd had thoughts about what I should do and going on the computer, and my husband coming out 2 hours later and saying, are you never coming to bed? So I don't know. You would have to be very strict with yourself, wouldn't you? But anybody can do this because of Google, because of going into a library and asking for help with the history group there, which I know Sylvia's very involved with. It's lovely knocking on doors. People are so, so helpful. And we'd been trying to find Future's cottages in Worley where he had died. He was living with his daughter. And I'd looked for years and couldn't find it. And I went back to take more photographs. And there was a young couple who'd moved in a few doors away. And I thought, well, they won't really know anything. But so I asked. And they said, oh, no, we don't know anything about the cottages. But there's a lady opposite that's lived here for a few years. So I knocked on her door and she came to the door and said, oh, Barbara. And I recognised her. And she was a friend of my daughter-in-law's mother. I didn't know where they lived. She knew the cottages. She knew they were Future's cottages. I'd met her so many times, never thought to ask her. So you've just got to keep asking. You've just got to keep asking people. And it's so fascinating.
Could I interrupt and just ask Barbara to talk about Richard Johnson?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
King Novak.
Yes. Well, my son moved into Hope House in Little Birsted. It was built in 1760. And this was, I just love doing the research on this. you could look up the census and find out about the families. And I found out the Johnson family had lived there for three generations. And I found some fabulous photographs of the, you know, the carriages coming to the front door and so on. But I also found out that Richard Johnson was one of the Johnson family. Richard Johnson, the actor,
famous,
who only died last year. How I've just missed being able to get in touch with him. But he was a wonderful actor, wasn't he?
And I've tried to get hold of Kim Novak, because she's still alive.
They were married for 18 months, I think.
But she lived up there. Kim Novak.
That's the one who was in the film with Cary Grant, isn't it?
And and she's now an artist and needs the publicity. So I thought we'd get her that way. Because, you know, you have to have a system. Barbara's way is lovely. I mean, she just talks to people and they respond. Sometimes if they know you're a journalist, it's completely different. They think you're doorstepping them. And we don't do that kind of thing. But they don't know that.
If I find a photo in a book or somebody gives me a photo, I have to scan all those in. And that takes a long time. So you could perhaps scan 20 photographs in an evening. And then you've got other things to do. Whereas nowadays, people take digital photographs and they're straight into your computer. So that's another thing. That does take a long while, but it's so worth doing. And now my grandchildren or future great-grandchildren have always got this book to refer to. So we go way back, and I go right up to date with my grandchildren now in these books. So that's the joy of it.
This book is very unusual. I have seen picture books before, but that is lovely. And
something to stay in the family.
Hundreds of photographs. All the way through.
Can you see any similarities? When you look back at the photographs that you've got, can you go, I can see the resemblance, is it? Can you, well, a certain smile or...
The photograph that I've got was their diamond wedding. And my husband's a lot younger. So he was quite an elderly looking gentleman. And shrunken a little bit with age. So I wouldn't dare say that I could see a family resemblance.
maybe not. Maybe,
but I'm hoping when the next census comes out, I will get more up-to-date details of the children. I mean, I know that my husband's grandfather came to London to look for work because the farm work, it was just beginning to dwindle out. The big estates, people couldn't afford to keep them going. And so they moved to London, and they worked for a brewery, and my husband's father worked for a brewery as well. But then we've come back out. We didn't realise the heritage in Worley, but we've come out to Billericay and we've moved back to the countryside, which I absolutely adore. Now, James Redgewell, who was Mick's great-grandfather, was very, very fond of horses. They used horses for everything, didn't they, in those days? And I know my husband's father worked at the brewery, but he loved the Shire horses. So the passion for animals carried on. And they love to come and stay with us in Billericay. So they love the countryside. I think that's always in the blood. And I'm not blood related, but I just love everything about their lifestyles and being back in the countryside. We're very lucky. We're very lucky.
Absolutely
where we are.
Fascinating, and such a gift for your family to have done that. That is a gift that will be there for generations and generations.
I just think it's wonderful.
And one of the things that happens is you begin to go sideways, and as I've done with all about the Johnson family who lived there, you find out so much about them. They become your family. They lived in my son's house. And I want to know more and more about them. And they were very wealthy, obviously. They were lead merchants. And so I've found a lot of the cottages in Billericay where some of their sons and daughters moved to, and found out so many things about them. I mean, I love dogs. And I found out that one of the Johnson daughters married a Mr. Tweed. And he showed dogs at Crufts. So I found some photographs online. So please Google. Please go on these British newspaper archives. I found out so much about these families, what they did. Miss Wilmot, she had an estate next to Goldings, or next to what is now the De Rougemont. And I think Sylvia knows a lot more than I do about her, but she was a gardener.
Worley Place, still yes. open.
Mm.
And you know all about that, I'm sure. But yes, that's a place to visit, which we'll probably do together at some
point. I'd love to go there. I've driven past so many times and seen the daffodils and the foxgloves, and I hear it still has the ruins of her property mm. and the beautiful yes. conservatories. And of course, she used horses to move these huge pots around with all these amazing plants that she'd sourced from many countries, hadn't she, Sylvia?
Four gardeners. Yeah.
We did a feature on her, didn't yeah. we? We talked yes. about her yeah. last year.
So our work overlaps in a way.
Yes.
Mm. I'm so thrilled that, you know, we found... Well, you found me because you phoned me, didn't you?
But I did. Well, I emailed you several times, but I had no idea you lived so close to me.
Round the corner.
Because yeah. I'd read Sylvia's books
yep.
and they'd helped me so much. So
it's been lovely yes. and we still continue. So watch this space.
Thank you both very much for coming in today. It's lovely to see you both. And Sylvia does very good jams and all sorts of things if you ever get a chance.
Oh,
she didn't bring anything in today, but I'll forgive her. But she normally brings in piccalilli or jams or chutneys.
This is ginger preserve.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I've been asked to do a book on it, but no.
I think you should. I'd like to see your cookery book. Yeah. Now, it's just coming up to 9:58. Thanks very much for staying with us on The Breakfast Show. If you missed the beginning part of the interview, that will be up online a little bit later today, right after this.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.